Israel, we've already started saying V'sein Talam Matar, of course, from Zayin Mar Cheshvan, whereas in Chutz Laretz, they don't start saying V'sein Talam Matar until December 4th, or in a leap year on the secular calendar, until December 5th. So that creates an interesting sort of in-between period, whereby the different communities are doing different things. So what happens if a person travels from one place to another? What if a person comes to visit Eretz Israel, or vice versa, someone who lives in Israel goes to visit Chutz Laretz? What does he do? So there's a range of opinions in the poskim about this issue. Many poskim assumed that unless a person is going to remain in the new location for the duration of this season, he continues to do what he did in his old location. The Pri Chadash, for example, says that if you're going for the entire season, so then you'll say, like, your new place. Like guys who come to learn in yeshiva in Israel for the year, so certainly they'll say V'sein Talam Matar, like those who live in Eretz Yisrael. If a person was going from Israel to Chutz Laretz, he was going to stay until after December 4th, so he would say, like the people in Chutz Laretz. But otherwise, he'll say, like the people from his community. If a person's just coming for a short visit, someone's coming for a week to Israel, during this time period, he won't say V'sein Talam Matar, and vice versa. If a person is coming from Israel for a few days, so he'll say V'sein Talam Matar even in Chutz Laretz. The Radvaz and others basically say the same idea, but they hold that even if a Ben Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutz Laretz for the entire season, if he has family members still in Eretz Yisrael, so he still needs a reign in Israel for them, and therefore he would say V'sein Talam Matar. And the Birka Yosef and others say no, that this issue really depends on where you are. And even if a person is just going for a shorter visit, it would seem that, according to the Birka Yosef, he says exactly what the Tzibur says in the location where he is currently located. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe raises an interesting svara to adapt for people from Israel going to visit Chutz Laretz to adapt the position that they would say V'sein Talam Matar and as often as possible. Based on really a discussion that relates to the entire issue of V'sein Talam Matar and Chutz Laretz. Why is it that we only start from December 4th in Chutz Laretz? So the reason is that in Bavel, they only need rain from starting from December 4th. So the Rosh already asked, that's very nice, when Bavel was the main community in the diaspora, so then it made sense that everyone in Chutz Laretz followed the minig of Bavel. But that's not the case anymore. So each country should be viewed by itself. And many of the poskim write that this really makes a lot of sense, and we really think it's true. This part of the Rosh is really correct. However, that's not the minig, and therefore, since minig is such a strong element in determining halacha, we follow the minig. In fact, the Rama writes that someone who lives in a country where they do need rain in this time of year, if he would skip V'sein Talam Matar before December 4th, where the Tzibur is not really saying it yet, if he would say V'sein Talam Matar, he wouldn't have to repeat Shimon Esrei, because Mikra Din, the Rosh, really seems to make a lot of sense. It says in Moshe, so we follow the minig only where there's a minig. But traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz was not a common event, and therefore no minig was really established in that regard. And therefore, that minig does not apply. So if the person from Israel goes to visit a country where rain is appreciated during this time of year, he would say V'sein Talam Matar, if he's planning on going back, or even if he's not planning on going back, in accordance with the Radvaz, if he still has family members there, that would also be good enough to allow him to say V'sein Talam Matar. Practically, Rosh Zalman Orbach offered the following set of guidelines. He says that if a person from Chutz Laretz is coming to visit Eretz Yisrael, and he's staying until after December 4th, he'll say V'sein Talam Matar. If he's not, he's just coming for a shorter visit, so he assumes that Mikra Din, he does not need to say V'sein Talam Matar at that time. He recommends the plate safe option, to say it in Shomei Tefillah. If you say in Shomei Tefillah, so even if you weren't supposed to say, you don't have to repeat Shemot Esrei, and similarly, if you do have to say it, you're Yotzei, so it's the plate safe option, say it in Shomei Tefillah, and then when you go back home to Chutz Laretz before December 4th, you can stop saying V'sein Talam Matar, since you never really started it in Baruch Aleinu. On the other hand, a Ben Eretz Yisrael who goes to Chutz Laretz, if he goes before Zayin Mar Cheshvan, and he intends to come back, or he has family still in Eretz Yisrael, so then he really is chayav to say it, but he shouldn't start saying in Baruch Aleinu if the whole Tzibur isn't, so therefore he should say it in Shomei Tefillah. But if he already started saying it in Eretz Yisrael, and then he goes to Chutz Laretz, he should maintain that practice and say it in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. In any event, Certainly one who's davening for the Amud as the Chazin, which may not be the best idea, but if he is davening for the Amud and he in his private Shemon Esrei is saying V'sein Talam Matar in Chutz La'aretz before they've started, or he's in Eretz Yisrael and he's not saying V'sein Talam Matar and the Tzibur is, so during Chazaras HaShatz he would say exactly what the Tzibur is saying rather than what he is saying in his private Shemon Esrei. Just a word of conclusion, many poskim, at least some poskim write that if a person does start, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, and then in Baruch Aleinu, and then goes back, even if there would be reason to stop, so it wouldn't make sense to start and stop and start again, it looks like Chucha V'Tilula. And therefore, perhaps even if there'd be reason to say that he should stop, he would continue to say it in Baruch Aleinu.